Tonight is Shvi Shel Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach here in Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos will be Achron Shel Pesach in Chutz Laaretz here in Eretz Yisrael. On Shvi Shel Pesach we'll read Shiras Hayom on Shmini Shel Pesach, which is non-existent here in Eretz Yisrael. It's Shabbos, it's already Yisru Chag, we'll read Parsha Shmini. And as we prepare for these days that are fast and upcoming, I'd like to ask a number of questions. Number one, the Kriya of Shiras Hayam. Is there anything that we could derive, any lesson that we could learn from the Shira that would shed light on our situation today? When I say our situation, I mean the situation that Klal Yisrael faces today with the enemies and the pressures that surround us. And the second question I want to raise is the Kriya of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach on a normal year, which is taken from Shmos Perek Lamed Gimel, the apex of which is Moshe Rabbeinu's request, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Har'eini Nos Kvodecha, and Hashem's response, Lo Tuchal Liros Esponai, Ki Lo Yirani Ha'odam V'chai. And finally, Hashem says, and I quote the Pasuk, V'ra'isa sachorai ufonai lo yero, a very mysterious parsha indeed, and its connection to Pesach, singled out by Chazal to be read on Chol HaMoed Pesach, is enigmatic. The third question I want to raise is that it doesn't seem coincidental that Parsha Shmini comes in the aftermath of Pesach, of Shvi Shel Pesach, this year, immediately following, the day after. And the Parsha of Shmini, perhaps the most dramatic episode in that Parsha, the Misa of Nodav Avihu of Bnei Aaron and Vayidom Aaron. Question number four is a Gemara in Gittin that seems to indicate an entirely different aspect to the pasuk, which I consider the apex of the Shiras Hayam, Micha Mocha Be'elam Hashem, and something enigmatic. The Gemara begins in the name of Abba Chanan by quoting a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Peites. There, a similar pasuk to the Shira, it says Micha Mocha Chasinka. Micha Mocha Chasin V'Kosheh, you're a tough, the divine being is very strong, resilient. Sha'ata Shomea Ni'utzo V'Gidufo Shel Oso Rosha V'Shosek. This is a Gemara that deals with Churban Abayis and addresses the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God somehow tolerates the blasphemy of those who rise up against him, the Rishoyim, the Menatzim, the Megdafim, from the Giduf and the Niyutz of HaKadosh Baruch, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shosek and Almighty God, you respond with silence. And the very next statement in the Gemara connects this concept of the Shtika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shiras Hayom, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Micha Mocha Be'elim Hashem, Micha Mocha Ba'ilmim Hashem, darshaning Ba'elim, the mighty ones, as Ba'ilmim, those who are mute. Almighty God, you are mute in the face of the blasphemy against you. But why does this description of Almighty God find its place here in the Shira? It seems to be totally irrelevant and taking us on to a different path. The opening word of the Shira, of course, is Oz Yashir. And Chazal emphasize in the Medrash Rabbah, in Parshas Beshalach, the significance of the choice of the word Oz Yashir. Many different interpretations. We're going to touch on one of them today. My next question goes back to Parshas Beshalach. In the prologue to Parshas Bishalach, we find a very strange sequence of psukim in Perek Yudalid of Sefer Shmos, in psukim Yud and Yud Aleph, describing how Paro and his armies are in hot pursuit of Klal Yisrael. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael seineyem, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Apparently, prayer is the theme. But yet, in the very next pasuk, Vayomro Moshe Mabli ein kvarim b'mitzrayim, Mazel sasizolanu, etc., etc., a complaint. And then, Vayomer Moshe Elam al Tirus Yatzvu Ruas Yeshuas Hashem, Hashem Yilachem Lachem, and Vayomer Hashem Moshe Matitzak Eloi Daber al Bnei Yisrael V'Yiso. The Ramban offers four different interpretations of this sequence of psukim. Try to understand, how is it possible that the same members of Klal Yisrael should cry out to Hashem in tefillah and prayer and then complain until Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'yiso? I would like to focus on the last of the Ramban's interpretations. He bases himself on a mechilta, Vayitzaku tafsulem umnus avosam, how great is Bnei Yisrael that they continue in the path of their forefathers and prayer is so important to them. So they cry out to Hashem in prayer. The Ramban writes, Vayadaitem lomar, what do they intend to say to Hashem? Mitchilat tzakul Hashem loseis belev paro loshuv me'achreyem. Their petition to God was to put into the hearts of Paro and his armies that they should retreat. The kasharo shalohoya chozer, when they became aware of the fact that Paro is continuing in hot pursuit, seavakariv aleim, he's coming closer to them. As Amru, they declared, Lo niskabla tfilasenu, God has not accepted our prayers. V'nichnasa belibam machshava ra laharher achrei Moshe kasher b'tchila. This machshava ra, the Ramban calls it a hirhur. It's when you mahara b'midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they believed, they perceived that Hashem did not respond, did not accept their prayers. That created this hirhur. And as a result, Hashem is irritated. Matitzak Eloi Daber Bnei Yisrael V'Yiso. That's the prologue, if you will, to the great episode, the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is, of course, followed by the Shira Sayom. Immediately following the Shira is a short parsha. Again, Vayilonu Ha'am El Moshe Leymar. This is in Shmos Tezvav, starting in Pasuk of Dalit, Vayitzak El Hashem. And then the Pasuk says, Vayoreu Hashem Eitz. This is the Eitz that Moshe uses to throw into the water. The water is bitter. Lo yachlu lishtos mayim mimara kimarim heim. And the Ramban notices the choice of word vayoreu Hashem. Vayoreu Hashem Eitz. What's vayoreu? It doesn't say vayirahu. He doesn't say he showed it to him. But vayoreu. And here the Ramban quotes a Medrash Yelamdenu. Here it appears in Bishalach in the Tanchuma. Re'e Maksiv. The Medrash notices the word Vayoreu Hashem Eitz. Vayarehu lo nemar. It doesn't say that Hashem showed him this tree, but vayorehu horehu darko. This is a horah, a limud lidoros. Klomar shehorehu vilimdehu darko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Almighty God, as it were, revealed to Moshe his derech, his attributes, his hanhaga, shumamtik hamar bimar. That miraculously God can use the mar, that which is bitter, in order to undo, to undermine, to neutralize that which is bitter. Usually we would imagine that you would add something that's sweet, matok, to mar, in order to counter as an antidote against the bitterness. But yet Hashem uses something mar in order to undermine the mar. These two episodes, both related somehow to tefillah, to prayer, to Darkei Hashem, form in a way the introduction and the postscript to Shiras Hayam. Shiras Hayam is sandwiched in between these two episodes. And I'd like to understand that. And finally, my last question is based on another dimension of Shiras Hayam. The one who revealed this, the one who's famous for the Chidush, is the Sfas Emes for Pesach. And yet, I believe that you'll find it in the Beis HaLevi before him. Perhaps it's the Gemara and Gittin that we mentioned earlier. So let's begin by mentioning the Yesod of the Sfas Emes, adding, as it were, a new dimension to Shiras Hayom. And I believe that this is what the Bei Rabbi Yishmael had in mind in the price of Micha Mocha Ba'ilmim Hashem, in reading Ba'ilim as Ba'ilmim, the Yisod being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shosek Kaviyachol, he is silent against those who blaspheme against him. And we raise the question, what is this doing in the middle of the Shira? And the Sfas Emes is going to emphasize another pasuk in the Shira. Amar Ayev Erdof Asiga Chalek Shalal Timleimo Nafshi Arik Charbi Torishem Yodi. The pasuk in Chumash gives high profile to the declarations of our enemies as they sharpen their swords, getting ready to pursue their enemy, our nation, the people of God, the people of Israel, and their plans to enjoy the benefits, the spoils of the war against the Jews, the destruction of the Jews. They lift up their hands and they declare, we will do battle against the nation of God. The Yesod here, and it's a new aspect, a new way of looking at the Shiras Hayom, is that the Shiras Hayom is not just simply the way we understand it. I call it one-dimensional. A shevach, a praise to Almighty God on redemption, on the great miracles that transpired to save the Jewish people. That for sure. That's upgrade. That's simple. But there's a whole other dimension to the shevach, to the praise of Shiras Hayom. The praise is not just on the geula. It's not just on the redemption. It's not just on the revelation of Almighty God through the supernatural and the miraculous. It's also at the same time a praise on the geulos, on the years and the decades and centuries of exile, of suffering, of subjugation, of Hester, in which Almighty God is hidden. Now at the point of Shira, what is this moment of emotional pinnacle of apex is when Klal Yisrael understands and appreciates the Anahag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Micha Mocha Ba'ilmim Hashem, that you Almighty God tolerate in silence, as it were, the suffering of the Jewish people, the exile, the Golus. Now we are ready at the moment of Shira to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just on Geula, but to recognize that even Begolus, you God, were calling the shots. This was all part of a plan. And we appreciate the Golus only after the moment, the illumination, the high spiritual level of Geula. At that moment, we can turn and point to the years of suffering and Golus and say, these were also part of the divine plan. Golus and Geula merge and integrate to form one whole. And the Chiyuv Shevach is a sum total of both Golus and Hester on the one hand, and Gilui and Geula on the other hand. And this, I believe, is the significant message of the choice, the opening word in the Shira, Oz Yashir Moshe. We alluded before to the Shmos Rabbah in Parshas Beshalach. Let's read the language of the Shmos Rabbah. If you're following me in the source page that I gave you, it's the fifth source in your page. And the Medrash Darshan's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is also very appropriate for these days of Pesach. Nofes titotva sifsosecha. What does it mean? Kach amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch. Yodei ani shechatasi lefanecha bi'oz. I fell short. I did not live up to my calling, to my potential, by using the word Oz. In the fifth parak of Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu raises his voice in complaint, kaviyochel, against Hashem, Umeoz Bosi El Paro. It's only now, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, when the enemies of the Jewish people, when the Mitzrim drown in the Amsuf, now Moshe Rabbeinu is ready to rectify his shortcoming, his deficiency in the word Oz, when he declared, May Oz Basi El Paro, and to take that very Oz and use it as the springboard for praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lekach, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani Meshavcha Bi'Oz, Ani Meshabeach Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bi'Oz. I'm going to take the word Oz and convert it to praise. I misused the word Oz when I complained. I'm going to use the word Oz now for the right purpose, for the lofty purpose of singing your praise, Almighty God. Hado d'chsiv Oz Yashir Moshe. Bo re'ei. The Medrash formulates a general overarching principle. Derech ha-tzadikim, this is the way of those who are righteous. Bameshem sorchim hemesaknim, they convert that which brought down, that which was deficient on their part, to a tikkun, to rectify it. And that's what the pasuk means in Shir HaShirim. Nofes titofna sifso sayich. And the significance of the tshuva of the tzaddik, in this case, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu, is that one can use the wrongdoing and convert it and elevate it into righteousness. That is the greatest tikkun. To go back into the chait of Oz, to look at the gullus and the suffering of Klal Yisrael, and complain against the Ribbono Shel Olam, to fail to appreciate that even those experiences of gullus are somehow part and parcel of a divine plan, and then to use that deficiency, the lack, the limitation of man in his perception of Almighty God and the providence of the divine being, and to convert that, transform that, and elevate it into an Oz Yashir. That's the greatness of a tzaddik. B'davar Shem Sarchim He Mesaknim, to utilize it for something good. And here, I think in the approach of Debei Rabbi Yishmael that we began with, Mikamocha Ba'ilmim Hashem, to realize, to appreciate, to acknowledge that the Golus and the Hester is part and parcel of a process of Geula. I would like to read to you the words of the Beis Halevi, because I believe he reflects and reveals on this additional dimension to what Shiras Hayom is all about. He writes, Ki bi'eis shahayu Yisrael b'eretz Mitzrayim lo hevinu hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'golus. As long as Klal Yisrael was suffering in Mitzrayim, the blows, the oppression, the difficulties of golus, they failed to appreciate, to understand the Darkei Hashem, the Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the concept of exile. V'hayu lehem tzar mikoshi ashibud. U'Moshe Rabbeinu omar l'Hashem yisborach u'me'oz basi el paro. Shlo heven hanhagas ha-golus. This is all before Shiras Hayom. All before the great miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim culminating in Kriyas Yamsuf. Aval says the Beis HaLevi, Achshav now, Shenigalu, post-redemption, Haven, Shagolus, Hoysol Tovasar, to appreciate the positive element, this episode in Jewish history which we call exile, to appreciate it for what it really is, Litovasar, for the good of Klal Yisrael. V'shemeagolus yotza kvod shamayim, the ultimate purpose of the creation of the universe is gilui kvod shamayim, to appreciate that golus itself, paradoxically, becomes part and parcel of gilui kvod shamayim, of the great revelation of the divine glory. V'alzeh amru b'nei Yisrael achshav shira. The Beis HaLevi concludes his presentation by saying that on this appreciation of golus, that through the golus, this kvod shamayim, that the golus is really litova, on this they recited shira. Therefore he says, HaShira heina la golus veheina la geula, that the mitzvah, if you will, of shira is not just on the geula but also on the golus. And this is Moshe's kickoff to the Shiras Hayom. Bazet tikein Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom es achit sheyomar meyaz basi el paro, where Moshe had failed to appreciate the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch of golus, and he sinned as it were with the word oz. Now he rectifies that sin with the very same term oz, appreciating the anhog as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that golus is part of the process of Geula. It's intrinsic. It's not something separate and independent. And therefore the Shira is not something that's independently on Geula, but rather combines Golus and Geula into one. And this Yisod, which I see here in the Beis HaLevi, is more popularly known as the Chiddush of the Sfas Emes, in his famous drasha on Pesach, his introductory paragraph to the Oz Yashir, Pirush, he writes, Achar hagolus, the Achar hageula, Hevinu Ata, with an ayin, now they understood. Now they appreciated Shenis Barer Malchus Shamayim Al Yidei Kol Taluchos HaGolus. The entire process of exile, of slavery, of subjugation, is all part of Malchus Shamayim. Lachain Vayaminu. What does Vayaminu mean? What is the level of Emunah indicated, revealed by the Pasuk that precedes the Shiras Hayom Vayaminu? Pirish says the Sfasemes, Sheminu Lemafreya. Oh, the word Lemafreya, Lamdish term. Retroactively, Al Kol Agolus. This is the paradox of Almighty God's Hanhaga, the way He fears the Velt. And they can only understand that, appreciate that, Lemafreya, Al Kol Agolus. And what was the relationship now? The intellectual, emotional response of the Jewish people to Golus now that they had Amunah Lemafreya. V'kiblu bi'ava. Now they accepted the Golus with Ava. Imagine that level. To accept suffering, to accept Hester Ponim bi'ava. And here the next four words capture what I wanted to convey to you today and what we should take with us as we enter into Shvi Shel Pesach. Al HaKol Amru Shira. On everything they recited the Shira, meaning even on the Golos. Gam Al Mashachizek Hashem Leif Paro. V'zeu Shomar HaKosuv. Omar Oyev Erdof Asiga Chalek Sholol. Even that, namely the declaration of our enemies, that they will destroy the nation of God, that too is part and parcel of the Shira. Al Kol Zenos Nushevach. Al Yidei Shero Shenizgada Al Yidei Zashem Shomayim. The greater the blasphemy, the deeper and darker the Golus, the greater the light and the demonstration and the pirsum, the publicity of Gili Shem Kvod Shomayim through the miracles of Geula. Chizek Moshe Rabbeinu Libam. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to strengthen them when he said to them, Hisyatzvu Ru'u Es Yeshuas Hashem. Says the Sfasemes, Kevin Sheshomu, Shal Yidei Zeh Yisparasem Kvod Hashem. When they understood from Moshe Rabbeinu that through the very refusal, the intransigence of our enemies of Lev Paro, of Chizuk Lev Paro, that Paro refuses to retreat, this itself will be the vehicle through which Yisparsen Kvodo Yisbarach. The Kvod Shamayim will be that much more intense, and is revealed, Kiblo Biava, this they accepted with love. And the Sfasemes goes on to utilize this yisod and apply it to our situation today. V'chein yesh lanu leida, we should know today, begolos hazos, the terrible exile that we're experiencing today. K'mo shekosuv ki meitzeis chomeretz Mitzrayim, etc., etc. The paradox of golos, the incredibly difficult challenge to comprehend, hester ponim, of the many different exiles, of the atrocities against our people, the subjugation and the slavery of the nation of God. To appreciate all that, what a challenge. It's almost beyond, defies our comprehension to recite Shira on Golus. But this, I believe, is the fundamental point of Debei Rabbi Yishmael in the Gemara in Gittin, that when we recite the Shira Mikamocha Ba'ilim Hashem, we have it in mind, Mikamocha Ba'ilmim, that Almighty God, in a sense, you tolerate this blasphemy, because the greater the blasphemy, the greater and more intense the darkness and despair of Golus, the greater the light and the illumination and the demonstration of Almighty God and His Kvod Shamayim at the time of the Gula. And so at the time that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they had Amunah B'Hashem, Vayaminu B'Hashem. They believed, they had faith that the entire Golas experience was all a Tovasam. It was all part of a divine providence. All part of a Hashgacha Miyucheres Mimaram from on high. And when they achieved that recognition, then they could integrate into their Shira the Golas itself and the redemption from the Golas. In the Musaf service of the Shalosh Regalim, we begin the Bracha Emtzoyis Mipnei Chatoenu Galinu Me'artzenu, a kind of a Tziduk Adin, in which we accept the fact that Golus is something brought about by Hashem, and by accepting that, we're ready for Yavayaminu Bashem. We're ready to appreciate all the years and the terrible experiences of Golus as part and parcel of Geula. And perhaps that's what Hashem responds to Moshe Rabbeinu in Shmos Lamed Gimel, the parsha that we read on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. Moshe beseeches Almighty God, Vayomer, Hareini Nos Kvodecha, reveal to me something about your Darche Anhog Hashem. And perhaps Moshe was perplexed by Tzadik V'Rosha, Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosha V'Tovlo, and ultimately Hashem's response is V'Ra'isa Sachorai Uponai Lo Yiro. And if I remember correctly, I heard from the Rav Zichron Levrach Rav Soloveitchik that he spoke about V'Ra'isa Sachorai, that somehow we can only appreciate the Anhaga, the Hashgach of the Divine Providence, the zigzag of Jewish history in retrospect, to use the word of Sfasemis L'mafreya, retroactively, after Hashem has passed by, after the events that defy our understanding, our comprehension, have gone into history, then V'ra'isa Sachorai, you'll perceive Almighty God in reverse, introspecting and retrospecting. Uponai lo yiro, but to see it up front, that's beyond human comprehension. The Shmos Rabbah in Parshas Beshalach offers another additional expansion on the pasuk as Yashir Moshe, invoking the pasuk in Mishlei Pia Pascha v'Chachma v'Soras Chesed Alashona. Comments the Shmos Rabbah, Miyom Shebara Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Olam V'Yatcha Omdu Yisrael Ayom Lo Matzinu Adam Sha'amar Shira La Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. And the question arises in this magnification and this glorification of Shira, of the Shira Sayom. There was never a Shira to Kodesh Baruch Hu that could be likened to this Shira. Perhaps we can add, in the light of the Beis HaLevi and the Sfasemes, that what's great, what's phenomenal, what's unique about Shiras Hayom is the capacity of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Klal Yisrael, to recite Shira and Shavach not just on the Geula, but on the Golus itself. I'd like to refer you to Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Beis, which you'll see on the bottom of your page 1. The Gemara darshins the Tochacha at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim of Moshe Rabbeinu v'dizahav. My v'dizahav, Amar d'bei Rav Yanai, kach Amar Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, b'shvil kesef v'zav sheshpata lehem li'Yisrael, ad sha'amru dai, hu goram sha'asu es ha'egel. It's interesting that in v'dizahav, in the words of Tochacha, which allude to the terrible sin of the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu finds a sanigoria, a defense for Klal Yisrael, blaming, as it were, the showering of Zav, of luxurious Kesev Zav, special precious metals on Klal Yisrael. That's what brought them to the sin of the Egel. Kaviyachol Yu HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up so that Klal Yisrael should fall at the Chet HaEgel by bestowing upon them, showering upon them, as it were, all these great gifts of wealth, of Kesef Zahav. The Gemara quotes a member of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that extends this concept of the Sanigoria for Klal Yisrael, applying it to Golus. That even in Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon the people of Israel, to use the symbol of Klei Kesef and Klei Zav, an amazing showering of affluence, of wealth, and that itself is part of the divine plan of Golus. Mashal liyadam echad shahilo ben hirchitzo v'sacho hechilo v'shkeu tolo kis al tzavoro hoshiva al pesach shel znus mayaso so aben shelo yechta. We too have a defense, a claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have showered upon us such goodness in Golus, such affluence, such temptation, the alluring riches that seduce us. What do you expect from us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we fall and we sin and we're deficient in Golus, in the Golus experience? This too is a Sanigoria. Let me put Rabbi Chiya and his presentation on the side for a moment. We'll come right back, Emir Tzashem, to try to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers such goodness upon us in the Golus experience. But first, I wanted to perhaps answer the question that we raised earlier about the sandwich of Shiras Hayom in between the introduction and the epilogue, Matitzak Eloi, where the Ramban explains, based on the Medrash, that Klal Yisrael did not see any response to their prayers, and therefore they were overcome with fear, thinking that if Paro did not retreat, how terrible it is, and Moshe, you've brought us to this point. And then the story at Mora of the bitter water and the complaints of the Jewish people, which culminates, according to the Ramban, alluded to in the pasuk, Vayoreu Hashem Eitz Shahayamantik Hamar Bimar, and this is a hurrah for Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the new printing of the Ramban al Torah has the Hadrei Kodesh. The Hadrei Kodesh of one of my neighbors here up the block, here in Har Nof, Rav Hadar Margolin Shlita, who said the following, that these two episodes really tie in to form one entity. Of course, Klal Yisrael didn't understand Hashem's, in a sense, callous response, or lack thereof, of response to their prayers, when they cried out to Hashem at Yam Suf with the word Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem vayomer el Moshe mabli en kvarim v'mitzrayim. And as the Ramban explains, we mentioned it earlier, they saw that Hashem did not respond kashero shelo hayachozer, and therefore they sinned machshava ra b'libam l'harar achrei Moshe. Little did Klal Yisrael appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine plan was that the Mitzrim continue in hot pursuit. Hashem didn't listen, didn't respond to the prayers of Klal Yisrael, but little did they know that this was all part of a divine plan. This was L'tov Asam. This was the Gilui Kvod Shamayim. And as a result of the fact that Paro Lo Chazar Bo, the fact that the Mitzrim continued to pursue Klal Yisrael at Yam Suf, we have the great miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf and the impact that it's had for all generations. The Rasa Shivchal Hayom, the Zekeli V'Anveyu, the glorious Shira, the greatest praise. everything really boils down to the fact that the Darko Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamtik HaMar B'Mar. That somehow in the very morus of Golus, of the hot pursuit of Omar, Oyev, Erevdov, Asig, I'll catch up to the Jewish people and eventually I'll distribute the spoils of war as we defeat our enemy. In that very experience of morus, of the bitterness, is a prologue setting up step by step the ultimate geula. And so it makes sense that the Shira Sayam is juxtaposed midway between the introduction of Hayizaku, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol did not listen, did not respond to the prayers of Klal Yisrael, and to the Hanhoga of Mar B'Mar. And this is the aspect of Geula, to appreciate the Golus, this dimension of Shira Sayam of Hayaminu Bashem, to understand that the suffering is part of a divine plan. There is a Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Kuftes Zvav Amid Beis, which ties everything that we've been saying into Parsha Shmini Vayidom Aaron. And the Gemara is connected to a very, very famous pasuk in Koheles, in the third perek, Es lachsos v'es ledaber, pa'omim shemedaber mekabel schar al adibur, pa'omim sheshoseku mekabel schar al ashesika. Sometimes we sing the great praises of Almighty God, and we will be duly rewarded. That's through dibur. But sometimes, on the flip side, is Adam Shoseku Mekabel Schar al Ashtika. Not Dibur, but Shtika. There's a time to be silent. V'chein v'Aaron hu Omer v'yidom Aaron v'kibel Schar. V'chein b'David hu Omer. The Gemara invokes a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayin. Dom l'Hashem v'scholei lo af al pi shemapil l'cha chalolim Shosek. Now, you might ask the following question. All this, the shtik of Aaron, the shtik of David, at difficult moments, trying moments, the challenge to be shosek, all this seems to really boil down to one famous Gemara in Masechta Brachos, which you'll see on the top of your page 2. Chayev Adam levarach al ra'ah kishem shemavarach al ha'tova. So what is it about the dmama, the silence of Aaron and later of David HaMelech, that deserves so much great praise as the paradigm of Ace Lishtok? Isn't this nothing more than a fulfillment of the responsibility incumbent on the shoulders of every human being? Levarech al ra'ah Kishem Shemavarech Ala Tova. And in order to answer this question, I would like to mention one of the great luminaries of early Hasidus, Rabbi Zusha, the great Rebbe, Rabbi Zusha for Antropoli. And in the Tshuva Sfarim, it's brought down that some of the great scholars of that generation who saw how Rabbi Zusha accepted the suffering, Bi'ava, Yisur Bi'ava, they asked him, how does he understand the Gemara, Chayav Adam Levarech Al Ra'ah Kishem Shemavarech Al Tova? The Heshiv, and this you'll see on the bottom of page 2, his response was, Poshet She'eni Yodea Bira HaPoshet Bazeh. He doesn't know simple pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara postulates a difference between Ra'ah and Tova. He says, Kimi Olam Lo Hayalo Adayin Ra'ah. He never experienced Ra'ah. Kidei She'eda Lahavchen Ben Ra'ah LeTova. Imagine, here's a man who unfortunately suffered so much in his life, and we feel we shed a tear for him. Why does a tzaddik deserve so much suffering, Yisurim? And yet he, in response, declares, Adayin lo ra, lo yada ra. He doesn't know what ra is, what evil is. How could he make this havchana? How could Chazal distinguish between these two categories of ra and tova? Ki kol ma shenasan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu tova. Al derech nochem ish gamzu. Shomer shakol le tova. V'lo yoda lefarish. He didn't understand. What does it mean? What's this all about? Ra and Tova. So there's no doubt that Chayav Adam Levarach al Ra'ah addresses the personal experience, Rachmana Litzlan, of Yisurin on an individual level. And the person should respond to these Yisurim as Yisurim l'tovaso, out of a sense of avat Hashem, to appreciate these Yisurim, to recite a bracha on Yisurim. That's it's an amazing madrega. But yet, the Gemara tells us at the end of Masechta Megillah, Ein mafsikim beklolos, that the parsha of the klolos of the Tocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be read before Yontif. And the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish, one who explains what a mafsikim beklolos, what underlies that rule, l'fi she'ein omrim bracha ala peronios. We don't want to recite a bracha at this moment on peronios. And at the face of it, prima facie, that contradicts the principle of chayav adam levarech ala ra'ah. Here it says ein omrim bracha ala peronios. But I don't think there's a contradiction. I think we have to differentiate l'fiyani yosdaiti between the yochin and the tzibur. On a personal level, the overriding principle is, as difficult as the challenge may be, chayav adam levarech al ra'ah. A person has to realize that even ra'ah, even the challenges that face him, the difficulties that befall him in life, are all part of divine plan, which is l'tovaso, for his benefit, for his ultimate good. Very difficult to experience that, to really reach that level of bracha l'ra'ah. That's on a personal level. The ultimate is to respond to difficulties, challenges, suffering, chas v'shalom, with a blessing to Hashem. However, when it comes to the tzibur, if there's a klala, chas v'shalom, on the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, on the national collective entity of the people of Israel, ein levarech, we don't recite a bracha. When do we recite a bracha? Only after geula. Then lemafreya we appreciate esachoroi. On tzoras rabim, while the tzora is active, we cannot recite a bracha. But only afterwards, when we can appreciate lemafreya the geula. And perhaps, in the light of this distinction, this differentiation between the tzaras hayochid and that of the tzibur, we can enhance our understanding of Vayidom Aaron, of the Dom Lashem of David HaMelech, which is so glorified majestically by the Gemara in Zvachim. The tragedies that befell Aaron and later David HaMelech are not to be viewed as personal in nature, as a tzaras hayochid, but rather as a tzaras hatzibu. The Vayidom Aaron means that although we cannot bless Hashem and praise Him at the time of a tzara, but Vayidom, we don't raise our voice, chas v'shalom, in complaint. The chait of Oz, the Oz Bossi El Paro of Moshe, is in a sense contrasted with the Vayidom Aaron. Vayidom Aaron represents that middle stage before the Lamafreya of Geula and subsequent to the Tzara Satzibu, when there's no possibility of bracha. So we're in that middle stage. Bracha there cannot be. There's a tzaras hatzibur. The Gemara many, many times refers to the loss of Nadav Avihu as a loss to Torah, a hefsed to the Mesiras HaTorah, the transmission of Torah that's lacking, that's incomplete throughout the generations as a result of the loss of these two great souls. That tragedy is a tzaras hatzibur. It impacts on all of Klal Yisrael through all generations. There's no time for bracha now. It's not the right moment. We have to wait to the second Oz, to the second stage, the Geula, and only then retroactively we will see this tragedy as part of the Mahalach of the Anhog of Hashem, as part of the enveloping and ongoing series and sequences of tragedies that befall Klal Yisrael, but are part of Geula, are part of Pirsum Kvod Shamay. And so too, David HaMelech is telling the Jewish people with his Dom Lashem that all these Chalolim Shepilu, the response has to be one of Shtika. It's too early for Bracha, but it's not a moment of complaint, Chas V'Shalom, which we should raise our voices against Kaviyochel, against the Hashgacha, the providence of God. Our response should not be in our minds, in our hearts, one of hirhur, of what the Ramban calls machshava ra, of taromes and complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if God is totally callous and deaf to the sufferings of the Jewish people and allows the evildoers to destroy us b'chofshiut, with freedom of action, without any cheshbon. No. Our response at that moment has to be one of shtika. On an individual, on a private level, then we activate the principle of chayav adam levarach al ra'ah. And the great Rabbi Zusha didn't understand what ra'ah is, because in his mind there was no distinction between ra'ah and tova. Kol ma shenasan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tova. He was on the level of Nochum Ish Gamzu. As we enter into Shvi Shel Pesach, in just a day, we should open our eyes and our hearts to this additional dimension of Shiras Hayom, of Hashem's response to Hareininos Kvodecha, with showing us Achoroi, of Vayidom Aaron, of the Oz Yashir, the Oz of Moshe Rabbeinu, of this dimension to Shiras Hayam, which is so beautifully described and analyzed by both the Beis HaLevi on the one hand and the Sfasemis on the other. To appreciate, to learn from Shiras Hayam something about our situation, the situation of Klal Yisrael today. We have questions, and emotionally it's very difficult for us to understand Eich HaRashayim Chogigim, how those evildoers who want to destroy the people of Israel, Chas V'Shalom, are celebrating in the streets over the destructions of Jews. How do we appreciate, how do we understand and respond to the dangers of the people of Israel surrounded by so many enemies that threaten to destroy us? And our response, like Vayidom Aaron, like the Dom Lashem of David HaMelech, on a national level, must be an understanding that it will take Vayavar Al Panav, until Hashem passes, until we see the Geula, to reach the Amunah L'Mafreya, but the Dmama and the Shesika of these moments on the part of Klal Yisrael represent that Emunah V'Yaminah B'Hashem. And on an individual level, to somehow garnish and somehow glean those emotional energies to respond to difficulties and challenges with bracha, to understand that it's all part of the divine hashkacha. We spoke about this not even a month ago in the introduction to Sefer Shmos, the small clan of Klal Yisrael that entered into Mitzrayim, and yet the Vayifru Vayishritu Vayirbu Ma'od Ma'od when they left Mitzrayim. We should end our iyun, our preparation for Shvi Shel Pesach and for Parsha Shmini, with a prayer Yiratzon Hashem that He brings speedily upon us the day of Geula, the Geula Li'asid Lavo, as we discussed. Erev Pesach will outshine the Geula of Mitzrayim in its depth, in its grandeur, in its majesty. May that come speedily in our time, that we can recite a Shira that will even overshadow the Shira Sayyam, that will give us the ability to recite Shevach and praise to Hashem, not just on the Geula, Shetovo B'mheira, but on the Golus itself. To somehow miraculously appreciate how all the difficult episodes and the pogroms and the holocausts and the Hester Shamayim, all of that is part of a divine plan. We should all be zocher speedily in our time to see, to witness the glory of Hashem by Yom Ahu, by Yom HaGadol Hazeh, when Eliyahu HaNavi will be Vaser the Geula. We'll appreciate that all the events that led up to the Geula were all part of the divine plan. It was all l'tovaseinu, and that Ava, with that Emuna, will declare, Micha mocha beilim Hashem, Ken yiratzon b'mheir v'yameinu. Amen.